Ryan Myers is a non-tenured math teacher whose job could well disappear next year. He told the board he would rather have the bad news sooner than later.
I mean, I've obviously been looking at jobs, and every week the number of available jobs in this everywhere just goes down, 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 because everyone's looking. I mean, so the longer I wait, the fewer jobs I've got to choose from. And you know, I'm trying to make choices about whether I'm going to leave my son here to finish school and have to go live somewhere else. And these are choices I would like to get on with.
The school board is considering two no-win scenarios, even if the legislature and the governor come to an agreement before the end of the legislative session in May. The first assumes that the state will come to the rescue with a one-time increase of $500 to the BSA, which would still mean a loss of 18 staff positions in the Sitka School District. Incoming Superintendent Deidre Jensen advocated for the $500 assumption because the other alternative, a one-time increase of only $340 to the BSA, was both painful to contemplate and would force the elimination of programs that might never come back. 22 teachers would be fired under this scenario. There would be far fewer classes in the middle and upper grades, and those classes would be larger. Jensen did not mince words.
The cuts are going to be hard no matter what. It's going to hurt deep, and our kids are going to pay.
Jensen argued that it would be preferable to plan a reasonable schedule next year and cut back only if forced to. Elementary school music teacher Susan Brandt Ferguson, however, believed it was time to inform the public about what was on the line under either the $500 or $340 BSA scenario.
The lack of funding will compromise the quality of our programs because we, as much as we would like to be superheroes, we're not. And there's a point at which when you take on more students, you take on more classes, you take on more this or that, it does compromise the quality of our programs. So, and I know it's not you doing that, but there's only so much we can do.
The board itself was split on which BSA scenario to build next year's budget on, with Steve Morse leaning toward $500 and Todd Gebler and Tristan Gavon more comfortable with $340. The board hasn't made a decision yet because they haven't had to, and some variables, such as next year's health insurance premiums, remain unsettled. But time is running out for the board to choose a number. And for over a dozen Sitka teachers, even under the most optimistic scenario, to pack up their classrooms. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.